Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's catch up on those big headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Gas prices are inching higher again as the national average for a gallon of regular gas is 20 cents higher than it was a year ago. According to AAA, the average gas price in Phoenix proper is $4.96 a gallon. The dean of U.S. oil analyst Tom Closa says prices in the valley should come down soon.
I think you might see these high numbers through the rest of the month. We're going to get some cargoes into California in the end of the month, and hopefully they'll get their refinery acting gear as well.
How do high gas prices impact retail spending?
Well, I think it affects everybody, but it's like a tax. And what ends up happening, whether it's a small business that has a bunch of trucks on the road, or if it's you that's listening right now heading out to lunch, you understand that the more you have to put in your gas tank, the less you have to spend in discretionary spending. So I think it affects those purchases. Your stop at Starbucks, where you go for lunch, where your family goes to dinner, it starts cramping people's budgets, and it affects the overall economy. So hopefully he's right that by the end of the month, we see prices drop. But how far will they drop? Oil continues to go up, you know, in price. So are we going to see a significant drop to ease this for the American public? Or is it just going to be a moderation of these very high prices? That is something to watch as well.
The 2024 election season is around the corner, and Ad Impact projects that political spending in Arizona could reach to $821 million. KTAR senior political analyst Michael Neal explains the reasons for the high spending.
We are a high probability of being a determining state for the presidency. We have a Senate race that is really too close to call. We may be the only state that has both of those.
What are some reasons in recent years that Arizona's political profile has been raised nationwide?
Well, I think that's because we've become a swing state, that we understand that the idea that Joe Biden won Arizona, that hasn't happened since the Clinton administration, since Bill Clinton won Arizona, that we understand that this now is an opportunity for either party to make significant gains. When you have a prestigious position like is being held by Senator Sinema, our senior senator right now, and that nobody can predict how that's going to come out, spending money on these elections is the way to get your word out. And there's going to be huge expenditures. And I wonder how it's going to be with people, because they now also have to understand partisan political ads are not necessarily a winner. You've got a ton of independent voters you're trying to win over. So how do you message to your party, with the exception of Sinema, who's an independent, but how do you message to a specific party and an agenda while you don't alienate the independent voters? That's going to be what I'm interested in seeing, how the ads work to the majority. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the major headlines.
Border officials in Texas and Arizona are being overwhelmed by a new surge in migrant crossings.
In Pima County, Arizona, the county saying CBP encountering an average of more than 2,000 migrants per day throughout the region. In Tucson, Arizona, one local group says they're helping shelter around 1,200 migrants per day.
Has this become the new normal for CBP?
I don't know, and that's the issue, is what are we doing? Because as they talk about, The cartels are the ones that are encouraging people to come, and we are not doing anything to discourage people coming here. One of the things that was done in the past was when people were at the Remain in Mexico policy, when it was enforced, there were people that didn't like it. But what it said to people is you're not getting in, that you're going to be stuck in these encampments at the border, and it discouraged people from making the journey. One of the stories that we talked about today on the border is people walking for a month to get to our border, and finally they feel like, oh, now we've made it. Now imagine being told you're going to make that journey, you're going to walk for a month, but you're going to sit in Mexico in an encampment for who knows how long until you're awarded access. That would take away some of the incentive. When people are turned around and they are sent back to their country, when they get back home after spending all that time and money and they say, I never even saw America, I wasn't even in the country for more than 24 hours, they flew me home, that takes away some of the incentive. So some of those things has to offset what the cartels are saying with real life, that people are not getting in unless they have a legitimate claim to get in.
A new study by Common Sense Institute Arizona says that pandemic-induced learning loss could lead to more than 18,000 students not graduating high school by 2032.
Executive Director Katie Ratliff says this will become a domino effect, leading to less jobs and more crime.
Those people can expect to make less money over the course of their lifetime, and that has an impact on personal income that we estimate to be about $11 billion.
Will Arizona's tutoring program help right the ship?
We're hoping so, and that's the issue, is getting back on track. That, you know, that multifaceted approach I talk, I don't think anything can be myopic. I think that's one piece of the puzzle, is trying to get kids caught up. But I think the other part of it is what we're doing is we're leaving out the kids in this. And what I mean by that is kids need to hear this message. The homelessness that we are seeing people suffering right now, that you are more likely to end up in that situation if you do not have a proper education. That if you're not a high school graduate, you are much less likely to earn enough money to ever buy a home. That there are decisions you have to make as a young person to do what is you're supposed to do to reduce the chances that you end up one of these statistics. I think telling kids this and including them on the urgency of this need is a big part of it. Not scaring them, but advising them on what needs to happen. Great job, Julia, as always. That's Did You Hear This? We'll do it again.